As long as the church has been in existence, there have been theological and spiritual questions, disputes, which have arisen and through the resolution of which the church has grown. We have grown in our knowledge and understanding of God. Today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles is the first recorded one of those theological disputes which involved the church in the council and in the resolution of questions. In the Acts of the Apostles, we hear the apostles talking about some of their brethren who have told the Gentile convert, that is to say the non-Jews, that they needed to be circumcised in order to be saved. Of course, Jesus was a Jew. His chosen apostles were of Hebrew descent. The early leaders of the church were born as Jews. So that was what they knew. That was what they understood. That was their background. Some of them believed and taught that anyone coming into the church, becoming a Christian, had to first pass through Jewish heritage, had to first experience the Jewish rituals of circumcision in order to come into the church. They had to pass by way of Judaism to become Christians. That was what they knew. That was their history. But it was a burden. It was a confusion. It was a question. What of the old law is necessary in the new age of Christ? And so, because some of them were disturbed, as Acts tells us, they did not have peace in their hearts because of what they were being taught by some of these men, the apostles gathered together at Jerusalem in a council. And they discussed, they debated, and they decided to then send representatives and a written letter to Antioch, from where the question arose, to say, we will not impose on you anything that is not necessary. But more importantly, they said, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit not to impose upon you anything that is unnecessary. Even more, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us. What we are beholding is an experience of the church gathered together in council, the leaders of the church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is God. It is the Spirit who helped them to decide this important question. This Council of Jerusalem is the first of 21 ecumenical councils, the most recent of which is Vatican II, which concluded in 1965. And in each of these experiences, the church has grappled with questions about God, about humanity, theological and spiritual questions. And through these questions and their resolution and the debate and the discussion, the church has grown in her understanding of God. But what is important is that these are not the teachings of human beings. But these discussions have allowed us to tap into the revelation that comes from God. And it is the Spirit who has guided the church in every one of these 21 ecumenical councils. The apostles, in their letter and in their discussion, they say, it is a decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to impose upon you anything that is not necessary. And they also retain certain things that the Holy Spirit has told them are necessary. Among them, chastity, the virtue of chastity. So while there are many things in the old Jewish law that have not become part of the Christian experience, there are some things that have. Every Christian child learns the Ten Commandments. There are some things that are ever ancient and ever new, and always part of God's loving plan for us. So it is in our own time. There are some things that as the church grows, always are constant for us. The Eucharist still is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves us and is present to us in the Eucharist. That never changed. Human life is and always will be a sacred gift from God. Priesthood. We celebrate this year of the priest. And will always be that sacred gift by which God chooses men to serve his church, to stand in the person of God, to be servants of the people. Marriage will always be revelation of God's love between man and woman. Family life will always be sacred. The church preserves these things, not just for us, but for the good of the whole world, even as she grows. We learn some things about the church from this reading in the Acts of the Apostles. We learn about the structure of the church. The disciples in Antioch decided we need to go up to Jerusalem. We need to go to where Peter is. This was before, historically, Peter ran and established the church in Rome. We need to go up to Jerusalem to be with the brethren, to gather in community, to pray together, to call upon the Holy Spirit to help us to figure out what we're going to do about this question. Church is hierarchical. Church is guided by the Spirit. We also learn that the church is a covenant community, but a distinct one from Judaism. Church is in a relationship with God, but not in the same way as before. And the church is Catholic, universal, embracing all the nations. The church was not just for the Jewish people, but sent to go out, as Jesus says, to all the nations, to bring them to Christ. So we learn some very important things about the church from this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We learn that ultimately it is God who is in charge. It is the Spirit who guides. Jesus says to the apostles and to us in the Gospel, "I will send the Spirit who will remind you of everything I have told you, and who will teach you all truth." The same is true for each and every one of us in our individual lives. Because we are Christians, it is God who is in charge. It is the Spirit who guides us. And so when we face the theological, the spiritual, and the human questions that every one of us faces about our jobs and our families and our children, about everything that impacts us as people and as disciples, we know we have to go to God. We know we have to go up to the church for answers, to the Spirit in prayer for answers. Because as long as we rely on the teachings of men, as long as we rely on the things of this world, just like the people in the Acts of the Apostles, our hearts will not be at peace. We need to go to the Lord. We need to go to God who is in charge, to the Spirit who guides, and whose love of truth brings us peace. Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, says the Lord. Only in Him shall we find that peace. Jesus says, it is my Father's word that you hear in me. The Lord, we hear the word of the Father. As we call upon the Spirit to guide us in our lives, we hear the word of the Father, helping us to grow, showing us what is always the same, and helping us to answer the questions of our lives in a way that brings us peace and joy, which can only come from our Father's love. So we go to God who loves us.